primary care and family medicine clinics in Sebring, Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and soon, Bad Axe. We want to make it as convenient and easy to be sure as possible. That's where our vision of better health, better life becomes so critical. We're your healthcare organization. We're local and will always be. See for yourself at sure.org. Sure. Better health. Better life. Are you sure? Lakers kick brought in at the 23-yard line by Luke Stern. On special teams, no return on that one. Number 23, Preston Warren on special teams with a tackle. First and 10 for the Red Hawks, leading 8-6 over the Lakers with 9:17 left for the half.
A very nice low squib kick by Lakers, kind of bounced all around, even bounced off of one of the up men of Cass City. And Luke Stern able to kind of corral it, fall forward, doesn't really get anything on the return. So a special teams win there by Lakers. Now Cass City going to have to drive the length of the field on this Laker defense.
First and 10, it's going to be a handoff up the middle. Not much going there. That would be Jared Nagel on the carry. Gets out for a yard out to the 25-yard line. Actually, you're going to say no gain on the play. Still sitting at the 23, 24-yard line. Second down, Preston Warren with a tackle. We'll actually call a tackle for a loss, according to the spot, back at the 23. So a loss of a yard, 8:55 left in the first half.
Preston Warren read that play right from the get-go. He's able to jump into the opening, into the gap that the running back Nagel wanted to run through, and it was brought down immediately.
As a standing to throw, he fumbles it as he tries it, and somehow he remarkably, Luke Stern on the carry all the way out across the 25, out to the 28. Was tackled, the ball popped loose, and somehow he dove right on top of it while being tackled.
Gotta love the shape of the football, Clark. It's punched out from behind. It hits in front of him and bounces right back up to him into his arms. He's able to catch it as he's falling down. A big break there for Cass City, but they do get a nice gain on second down to make third down manageable, third and five now, with just over 8 minutes to go in the first half.
Luke Stern with a five-yard carry. LeGault on the tackle. Third down, six to go from the 28-yard line. They need to get out to the 34. Straight T formation for Cass City. Cathrell under center, going to keep it for himself. Going to the near sideline, to the 30-yard line. Cuts back inside, and he's going to be brought down short of the first down marker by about 4 yards. When all said and done, a lot of sideways running there. Out for maybe 2, maybe 3 yards. Brings up fourth down and 3 to go.
Lakers defense sniffed it out. They kind of figured they really got to pay attention because when they need a play, they like to dial up Sandon Cathrell. He's their big play threat opposite of Jared Nagel. And they try the quarterback keeper, and Cathrell gets to the sideline. And as he hits the brakes to try to turn it back upfield, he slips just a little bit, and Lakers all over it. Bryce Sears, Siegfried, a couple of them in there, make the stop after just a couple-yard gain. And in their own territory, Cass City lines up to go for it on 4th and 3.
At their own 31-yard line, 4th and 3, they need to get up to the 34-yard line, and we have a timeout called by Scott Cathrell with 7:03 left in the second quarter. Facing a 4th and 3, it's an 8-6 ball game. Cass City leads by 2 points over the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers.
When you need hardware, hand or basic power tools, yard, garden and barn tools, feed, seed and supplies for birds, livestock or pets, head for the Farmers Cooperative Grain Company's Cass City store. It's like a general store for farmers, gardeners, homeowners, even wildlife enthusiasts. Whenever you visit, be sure to check for in-store specials. They keep convenience lumber on hand, as well as some emergency items such as power generators and sump pumps. Hours are 8 to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 to 1 p.m. Saturday. Farmers Cooperative Grain Company's Cass City store, corner of M53 and Bay City Forestville Road, says Go Red Hawks.
After going for the hard count, resulting in a timeout called by Cass City, now the punt team is out for the Red Hawks with 7:03 left in this first half as their drive after that Laker touchdown amounts to not a whole lot of anything. And a nice looking punt from number 80 of Cass City, Zach Beecher, is brought in at the 35-yard line by the Cass City special teams. And that is where their drive will start for the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers, trailing by 2 points to Cass City.
Nothing fancy there in that timeout, Clark. Cass City goes under center, tries to draw Lakers offsides, is unable to do it. Coach Cottrell calls timeout, dials up the punt team, and he takes a quick minute to remind his defense he needs him to step up, get more physical in the trenches, and not allow those 6 and 7 yard gains on first down. We'll see if they have any luck or make any changes, but for now, Lakers takes over the football just under 7 minutes to go in the first half, and a chance to take the lead.
Cass City with just 4 minutes and 34 seconds of possession in this ball game. Lakers 12 minutes, 32 seconds. First play, Andrew Siegfried tries to come around the left side, and Luke Stern is there to bring him down in the backfield for a big loss of about 5, maybe even 6 yards back to the 30-yard line. Actually, according to the spot forward progress, had him stop at the 31, so a tackle loss for 4 yards. Second and 14 for Lakers.
Sure appeared like there was a little change on Cass City's defensive side. 75, Austin Hatcher, a sophomore, has checked into the game to help out on that defensive line. And on first down, Clark, you saw Santa Cathrall line up on the line of scrimmage as if he was a defensive back guarding a wide receiver. There wasn't one there, but to take away those sweeps out to the side, and now you're going to see Lakers audible, spread it out. You see a receiver left and two to the right.
An overwhelming defense like a whiff of horseradish. Bryce Sears back to pass, has footsteps around him, made his complete pass into the 40, across the 40, down to the 43. Pass was brought in by Preston Warren, still shy of the first down marker by about 3 yards. Tackle made by Sandon Cathrell in the secondary. And we have a Red Hawk a little shaken up, but he's up on his own feet already now. Second down, 3 yards to go for the Lakers. Third down, 3 yards to go for the Lakers.
It's Cass City's maybe a little banged up, but that's 85 Mason Pasek being helped off the field by a teammate, Clark.
That is not good either. Looks like an ankle issue there. You can barely put any pressure on that knee or at least a lower body injury there.
You know, he must have collided with Jared Nagel because he's not very happy either. He's coming out on this play. So we'll see. We'll get more info on that later, but could be a big difference maker for both teams, very important to their teams. 5:50 left to go in the first half. Third down and 4 after that completion from Sears. And now third down and 4, Cass City lining up on defense. We'll see what each team draws up.
First down marker just on the opposite side of the 45-yard line. Ball sits right in that right hash of the 42. 5.5 to play in the first half. 8-6, Cass City leading. Lakers, Bryce Sears is slammed in the backfield. The forward pass, they say it was a forward pass, falls incomplete. But a good thing he got that ball out when he did, because it was about a half second later he was brought down hard.
And they bring a blitz from the weak side. That's Colin Rubel in the backfield and puts a big hit on Sears as he drops back to pass. And the Cass City defense stands tall. Fourth down and 4. And I got to believe in their own territory. Lakers going to punt the ball away.
So Lakers force with a quick 3 now is going to more than likely have to bring the punt team out here with facing a 4th and 3. Cassidy's defense suddenly breaking through, getting some action into the Laker backfield, and the special teams units out on the field for the green and white.
Sure looks like Mason Pasek checked back in to snap this ball, Clark. Jared Nagel back in the game, so hopefully just some minor things for them.
Gage Brownell as the punter bounces at the 27, no one deep back. And this one goes inside the 20, is brought down and stopped by Mason Pasek at the 17-yard line. So that was where the Cass City Redhawks will start their drive, still with that 8-6 lead with 5:20 left in the second.
A nice adjustment there by Cass City. They're able to get their defense off the field rather quickly, which has been a change from what we've seen in this first half. And they give their offense another shot here with just over 5 minutes to go in the second quarter, already leading 8-6 and got the football. This is their chance to milk the rest of the clock and maybe put up on a late score.
How about this, Dave? Cass City's drive first one for a touchdown was 80 yards. Lakers' touchdown drive was 80 yards. Cassidy's the next drive was 7 yards, results in a punt. Lakers' next drive, 7 yards in a punt as well.
These teams are oddly alike in many different ways, so we'll see what Cass City does here on their third offensive possession.
It's a handoff coming out of that backfield like a cannon across the 20 out to the 22-yard line. Jared Nagel on the carry out for about 5 yards. Second down, 5 to go from the 22-yard line. Austin Geiger on the tackle.
Absolutely. Big Austin Geiger brings the tackler down, but a nice gain on first down for Kansas.